When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. The Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a weekly profit episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And today we are going to be discussing some current news in the world of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, Harry James.
Age 12.
Potter. Age
Harry
12.
Potter, age 12. Okay.
My eyes are not glistening with the ghosts of my past.
So, in our last weekly profit episode, we talked a little bit about the Back to Hogwarts celebrations that were happening and how they're different this year from previous years. But we got a little bit more detail on that. So I wanted to go over it with everybody.
Do
so,
it.
So, like we said before, Warner Brothers is discouraging fans from traveling to King's Cross Station in London this year.
Good luck, though.
I know. Because the event began as just this gathering of fans each year and has since morphed into like an annual extravaganza now backed by Warner Brothers. However, last year, there were thousands of people there and
yeah. Got a little crazy.
Yeah, it caused issues for like people trying to just catch their trains. So Warner Brothers is stressing that there will be no event. There's not going to be a departure board or a countdown at the station this year, and have instead directed fans in the UK to celebrate via the official Harry Potter YouTube channel from 11 a.m. onwards. Which sounds not nearly as fun.
Nope.
However, like we said, in New York, they're going to be doing a Back to Hogwarts pop-up in Vanderbilt Hall at Grand Central Terminal. And
are they going to have merchandise?
I don't know. And also, the 8 Harry Potter films will return to theaters for a limited time between now and September 1st, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
On September 1st, fans will be able to access 2 new Harry Potter-themed lenses on Snapchat.
Ayo.
And in select cities across the world, fans will be able to see what the Hogwarts Express looks like against 5 iconic landmarks. The Eiffel Tower, Copacabana Fort, the National Gallery, Grand Central Terminal, and the, oh gosh, I don't know how to pronounce that, Hachiko statue?
Copacabana.
So fans can also expect a slew of special events, including digital activities, in-person events, and watch-alongs, while Harry Potter locations, including the 3 Warner Brothers studio tours, the Wizarding World theme parks, and various traveling experiences, will host special celebratory moments. The Lego company will also be getting in on the action at retail stores and on Lego.com.
Yeah, girl.
So in the UK, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child's movement director, Tash Holway, will host a wand dance workshop. That's kind
wand
of neat.
Wand dance?
Yeah.
Not wand dueling? Wand
no,
dance.
Wand dancing. The House of Mina Lima is going to be giving away special button badges while supplies last on September 1st, with other surprises in their store. Warner Brothers is organizing a variety of competitions, including a trip to the UK studio tour and other goodies on wizardingworld.com. In the US, there's going to be the pop-up at Grand Central Terminal and also a live-hosted countdown moment, which fans will need a free ticket to attend. And then in Europe, they have a lot. In Europe, in France, a special Quidditch-themed event is taking place at Parvis de la Pardue in Lyon.
Did better than I would.
In Germany, a special fan event will be held outside the theater at Hamburg's Grow Market. the German home of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. They also are encouraging people to go to Harry Potter the Exhibition, which is in Munich right now. In Italy, there will be an 11 a.m. countdown at Galleria Alberto Sordi in Rome. In Spain, there's going to be a special event in Madrid with like special photo ops and surprises. In Asia, in China, fans are invited to head to Changsha for a Back to Hogwarts celebration where there's a host of activities in store, including photo ops, artwork displays, and stalls selling Harry Potter merch. In Japan, there is a special countdown at Platform 9 and 3 quarters at the Studio Tour in Tokyo. And then...
they probably have way better merch than here.
Perhaps. Yeah. And then the official Harry Potter YouTube channel on September 1st at 10:30 a.m., like British, I think it's British Standard Time, for the annual showcase of news on the year ahead, including updates from Warner Brothers Games, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal Destinations and Experiences, Warner Brothers Studio Tour London, the making of Harry Potter and Harry Potter publishers Scholastic, Pottermore, and Bloomsbury. So there might be a slew of like announcement news coming that day on this YouTube live show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's at 5:30 a.m. Eastern.
It's a Sunday though.
Yeah. I guess I know what I'm doing that morning.
And then we can we should make scones.
That's a good idea.
And have tea.
And custard cream. Come on over.
What day of the week is it?
A Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Come on over, baby.
All right, that's it. That's all the haps for September 1st.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Guys, let's talk about Polly Pockets.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. So, if you didn't know, there's a new Polly Pocket in town, and it's Hogwarts. And I'm not kidding. Like, this is real. So
it's so cool. It's for real.
Polly Pocket Collector Harry Potter Compact. Recreate the journey to Hogwarts with Polly Pocket in this collectible compact. Harry Potter goes tiny with 5 micro main character dolls, 11 accessories, and 4 iconic locations from the first movie. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Fans can act out scenes like picking a house from Sorting Hat, or feasting in the dining hall with Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, Ron Weasley, Professor Dumbledore, and Professor McGonagall. So, what do you get? You get a Harry Potter compact, and it's very cute. It's got Hogwarts Castle on the outside. The little handle is a wand. It's adorable. It also comes with 5 main character dolls, plus Hedwig and the Sorting Hat. It has King's Cross Station as a location, the Great Lake, Hogwarts, and the dining hall. It also comes with the Hogwarts Express engine, a little luggage cart, and a Hogwarts boat. And let me tell you, it says it arrives in premium displayable packaging, aka if you're collecting this as a collector's item and you're not going to open it, it's also super pretty in the box on your shelf.
It is. Yeah, they've like displayed it really nicely. Also, the outside, like where the castle is, it's like a snow globe. So there's like glitter and water like over the castle. And it's like
so cool.
So pretty.
I'm confused as I see now. Okay, I said it looks at the pictures.
What?
How it has all the different scenes, but it showed me like how it flips and stuff.
Yeah, it like flips around to show the scenes. Like part of the bottom like opens up.
Yeah.
It's just so freaking cute, you guys. I can't stand it. And it's not a small price though. This is going to set you back $50.
But I saw someone open one on social media. They like already got it.
Yeah.
It's pretty large.
It looks pretty large. They have, like, on this website, Mattel Creations, they have, like, somebody holding it for scale.
Yeah.
The little, like, I can't handle it. Also, I clicked the magnifying glass to zoom in, and now it won't zoom back out, and it's miserable for me.
I'm so sorry.
Just wanted you to know. But you, like, set Harry down in the chair in the Great Hall, and you like press down on the sorting hat and it flips from house to house.
Oh yeah, that's so cute.
And Dumbledore is adorable. He's in purple.
And you get the little train.
And there's floating candles. And they go up and down.
What?
It's so cool.
The candles go up and down. Now you know why I wanted it. But the box is really cool because it's like a cube. And I think it has a sleeve that comes off, it looks like.
Yeah.
And so it's got like a clear plastic cube around it. So it definitely would be great to display if you're trying to keep it as a collector's item.
I don't know. I think I'm going to open mine.
I'm opening this immediately.
Life's
we have
too
ordered
short
them. And by we, I mean Megan.
The toys, you know?
Yes. Megan ordered us.
I can't wait.
I'm going to play with it. Is it coming to my house or your house?
Mine. Sorry. I'll drop it off the second it gets delivered, I promise. I actually have a whole bag of things I need to deliver to your house.
We do. Like what?
Books.
Books.
Your digestive cookies.
Huh? You have those?
I do.
For how long, Megan?
A couple weeks. I'm sorry, I haven't eaten them. I haven't eaten them. I've saved them for you.
I saw you on Sunday.
I know. I'm sorry. We had them by the door and we forgot to grab them.
They're in a bag right there.
All right. Let's talk about this really cool thing.
Yeah, move on. So Tiffany stops giving you heat.
So if you're a fan of the pod, I'm sure you've heard us talk about the Orlando Informer events that go on at the Universal. Oh my God.
Orlando.
The Universal
Studios Parks. So this year they have, it's on Friday and Saturday, November 15th, 16th, 22nd, 23rd. And then also in December, the 6th and 7th, and the 13th and the 14th.
I think they added an extra weekend because it just is really popular.
Yeah, they do this, what, like twice a year?
Maybe even three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's frequent.
Three times. So Orlando Informer is taking over Universal Studios Florida and Islands of Adventure. So starting at 5, you get access to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Hogsmeade and Diagon Alley, Marvel Superhero Island, Jurassic Park, and more. Basically, everything's open and there's food and
yep.
drinks.
There's so much food, you guys.
And revelry.
And dancing.
So you'll have access to like all of the major popular attractions, including like Escape from Gringotts, the Jurassic Park River Adventure, Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket, Transformers, Skull Island, which is the King Kong ride. It says on here ET Adventure, but I don't know when that's
no.
closing. I think that they might have. But if it's still open when we go, Tiffany,
it's not. There's no
I
way.
I am dragging you on it.
They already closed that area, didn't they?
I don't know. We'll find out. Call them? Is that what you said?
I was going to say, come on. And I just got... Oh. I need to know if it's closed, though. I don't care. I'll write it. It's whatever.
I'll look it up.
So much is closing right now that I can't fathom. I can't fathom what's happening at Disney, but that's not this podcast.
I know. Oh, my God.
Hello, Swishers. I started taking Hormone Harmony because I was feeling a little bit down and off and experiencing some bad sleep quality. Also having cravings and bloating, but now it's easier to manage PMS with Hormone Harmony. It helps to support hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, and it also improves sleep quality and occasional bloating and gas. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's drop my needle. I do enjoy this event, though. I know I've only been to the event once, but it's like my favorite thing.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I pasted a little blurb for you to read about the food.
Tiffany.
No, you.
Yeah.
I already went.
You have to go again.
My turn again?
Yeah, you gotta go again. Sorry.
I guess I didn't scroll down in the dock at all. Unlimited food and non-alcoholic beverages. Non-alcoholic beverages, if you couldn't understand me, are included with your Orlando Informer meetup ticket. From vegetable pasta to slow-roasted pork bowls, come find out what our guests at the past Orlando Informer meetup rated our food. 4.4 out of stars.
4.4 out of stars?
Oh my God.
Out of how many stars?
Oh my God. But yeah, cap off the night with an unlimited delectable treat menu, including butterbeer, all types of butterbeer too.
Yeah.
We also know that Mythos was rated number one.
1994.
Oh my gosh.
That's a deep cut. If you know, you know, guys.
Also, learn from us and know that
yes.
It also includes all of the fun beverages in the Wizarding World. So like fishy green ale, otters, fizzing orange juice.
You said that so slowly.
Tongue-tying lemon squash, and there's one more, isn't there?
There's a pear juice?
I don't know.
Gross.
All of them are included.
Pumpkin
don't waste
juice?
Your money. Pumpkin juice is included. Don't waste your money before the event and buy all the drinks. Try them because
like
they will be included at the meetup.
Mm-hmm. Their beers are good.
Yeah, I actually like their beer. Yeah, I liked their beer.
That is not included with your admission.
No, but you can get it.
But girl math, when everything else is free.
Yeah, it's basically free.
It's basically free. I will be riding Jurassic Park again.
You can do that by yourself.
Katie will be scared. No,
I'm
going to
contemplate riding Velocicoaster.
Oh, shoot. You better do that on an empty tum-tum.
I know. We'll see if Carrie
better
wants to
do it
on
like
it.
First thing.
Yeah. Carrie's going to come with us, guys.
Jess, do you ride roller coasters?
Is Jess here?
She was.
Yeah. Where's my Jess?
Cad's doing bad cat stuff.
Yeah. Cadmus.
Throw something else at him.
The only things that I have are heavy.
Is that on the thing?
Katie, read this last part.
All right. So new this year to Orlando Informer, at least to the upcoming events. You can start sampling your food earlier. So their unlimited food service will kick off as the parks close to daytime guests at select venues. So I don't think it's going
to
be
an hour.
Yeah. It was like an hour switchover.
Yeah.
Like people had to leave and you were allowed to come in, but the event didn't actually start for like an hour.
I wonder if they're kicking right out people earlier.
I don't know.
I would love that for me. Get out, so, you regular park ticket holders.
So Gil said Orlando Informer is everything within the parks, not just Harry Potter, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
It is everything.
Honestly, the best food I ate there, and besides like Leaky Cauldron, Minions Cafe.
It was good, yeah.
It was super good.
It was good.
And then lastly, if you are interested in how much this costs.
Yes, give us the real deal.
Yeah. I'll say the prices, and I have to sneeze. Hold on.
Blessings.
And then I'll explain why it's a good deal if you'd like.
Don't get too much sticker shock, just because.
Well,
it's a chunk of money. But,
we all know, going to theme parks is expensive, but
correct.
But keep that in mind with what Meg tells you. So registration fee for the Orlando meetup is for Friday night. It's $234. For Saturday, it's $244, only $10 more. Or you can get are the early birds still going on?
I think
for December?
I don't, maybe. Just tell them both. I'm
not
sure.
Has August happened right now yet?
I think technically they go on sale tomorrow, actually. So yeah, just give them the standard price.
Okay. So, and then standard price for Friday and Saturday is $409 if you do the both days. Plus,
both days would be crazy.
But awesome. Let me tell you the cost in girl math.
Not even girl math.
It's truly like,
yeah, this is truly a good deal.
It really,
I'm not
it really
to,
is.
Like, I'm
so,
not being silly. For real.
Yeah.
So
we're not being paid to say this.
No, we're not.
I wish we were.
Right. For some perspective, when we went last December, Katie and I still had annual passes, but I had to buy a single day park to park ticket for Tiffany, and it was $199 plus tax. To put that into perspective, that is for one day with normal crowd levels, and you have to pay for everything you eat and drink on top of that. Okay.
So about $200. We'll just call it an even 200.
It was more than that because it was $199 plus tax.
Right.
So, but yes.
So you're already almost at that $234.
But then we paid $234 for Friday night, which you're like, oh, that seems like it's so much because it's only a couple hours as
it's
opposed
like
to like buying a whole day.
How many hours is it?
Like
it's
six?
Like, yeah, it's like 6 hours.
Is
I think.
It like five?
Bro,
seven
that's
hours,
all you
maybe.
Need. That's
six
all
or
you
seven,
need.
I think, because it's, I think they're open till midnight and you can get in. You can technically get in, I think, at 4, but then the event starts at 5.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a lot.
Here's why.
But that was $234. And all of the food that we ate that night and snacks and drinks were included.
And it's legitimately less, like, it's a capped ticket event.
Yes.
And
like,
not,
we
yes.
like nothing.
Yeah.
Not like oversold.
I've never seen this, and me and Meg lived there and would go during not busy times. Literally everything on the board said,
walk
no
on.
Wait, no wait, no wait, no wait.
Except Hagrid's was 15
Except
minutes.
Hagrid.
15 minutes, which I bet it was walk on.
It probably was less than that.
So, moral of the story is,
it's
whether,
a
I mean,
deal.
December can still be really hot in Orlando too, but no matter where you're already going at a later time, so it's cooler automatically, which is always a plus because when you go all day, the heat can really knock the energy out of you. Yes, you can take breaks and everything, and like we do, but like you can spend the whole day chilling, doing other things. You can do city walk. You could go to Downtown Disney, whatever you want to do.
You could have a resort day at the pool.
Yeah, you go to the pool.
Downtown
and then,
Disney.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
Disney, sure did. That's why I scoffed at you.
Sorry, Disney Springs. And then you go and like,
or you could be like us and go to Disney.
Right. And then you go and like, there's no wait for anything. You don't have to worry about food because you just can walk it.
You just
almost
walk
anywhere.
Right up and grab whatever you want
and
go sit down and eat.
It's not like chicken nugs and burgers.
No,
it's like
the food. Legitimate food from the place.
Yeah. So
it's such a good deal. I don't know why more people don't do it. I mean, I know a lot of people do it. And let me tell you, so I was a little bit nervous going the first time because I was like, this is a huge event. And like, organization is key with these kind of things. I've never gone to this before. And I went by myself to go pick up our like packets to like get in, like our little We got like wristbands and stuff like that, like to check buttons. In basically. And it was so smooth. It was like the smoothest process I've ever done at a large event. And like, mind you, I've done many large theme park events. Like we've done, it's even more smooth than anything I've gone to at Disney.
That's awesome.
Like Run Disney is
it's not the smoothest.
Not smooth at all compared to this. And they do those how often? Yeah. And like it's on such a huge scale. Like
yeah,
like Sarkar just said, the math is wild. It really is the deal, since a snack and drink is like $20 on its own. Absolutely. Truly. And like literally, we ate so much food.
Yeah. And the best thing to do to try it all is like if you're going with somebody, split it. And then you get to eat like a bunch of the little stuff and try more. Yeah.
Yep.
Options and not be like feeling terribly full and like over full.
Yeah.
You can enjoy yourself.
I was just like so blown away with how organized it was and how well they did with
an empty.
Yeah. And like
you felt like you got what you paid for.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I felt like I was walking. They like take you to this like backstage area to go check in, and like it was such like a windy. And then I like stood in the, they like sent me to this line that was like looked so long. It took me like 5 minutes to get through it. I was like, oh my God, this was the best. Like this was the best. I personally, especially now that Katie and I don't have annual passes to Universal anymore, like this is the only way I want to go to Universal is going to the Informer events.
It was really fun because you're not, you know, overly crowded with people, because it really like they do a good amount of people. You don't feel rushed, and yet you have a smaller time frame.
And we
don't feel rushed.
Everything we wanted to.
Yeah.
And we didn't even stay the whole time. We left like an hour before it ended last time.
Yeah, because we went to Disney.
We were so tired.
We were dead.
Yeah.
Oh no, we were.
We needed to get back to the poly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm so excited to go. And I want to share this opportunity with other people to tell them, like, because I know I like truly get how inaccessible theme parking can be now. Like the costs have just gone up so much. And like, I am by no means trying to say that this is inexpensive, because I absolutely know that it is. But if you know the theme park world, it truly is a good deal if you can afford this and you want like a good option in terms of like less crowds. And I think it's the most cost effective way to do Universal right now.
Agreed.
So
yeah.
I'll never not do it as long as I have the means to be able to.
Yeah, totally.
Like
at least once a year. Maybe we'll try to figure out a way to go twice a year.
Plus like December, it's not as hot. It's at parks at night. There's just
nighttime.
Something different.
I love
especially
parks at night.
Like the way that they're lit up, and like Disney at night is so different than Disney at day.
Yeah.
There's just like a vibe to it. I don't know.
I agree.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
You guys are cute. Totally worth it though, in my opinion, if you're gonna go.
Yes, Jess, and it's Christmas time, so you've got all the decorations.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it.
All right.
We like it.
Me too. Are we done?
I think so.
I guess.
All right. If you'd like to follow us on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Fam. Mully.
What?
Family.
What?
Family.
Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at tiffswish_flick.
Anything else? What's it for? Orlando Informer?
Orlando Informer.
For good
for
times,
maybe
good friends.
Getting some Swishers down to the good old Orlando.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be something fun. All right, guys. We hope that you all enjoyed this. Have a fun September 1st. Playing with your Polly Pockets and booking your Orlando Informer trip. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Catherine. Here we go.
Wait, are you recording?
Ugh!
I'm so sorry.
Yes, it says it in the top left.
I can't see it. It's covered by my Discord.
Sing what? The Hanny song.
What?
Sing the Power Hanny song.
Why?
I don't know.
These Hannies.
You just do it and I love it.
These Hannies could crush you. Okay, let's start.
Teddy could crush you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.